I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani recently called on Muslims worldwide to stand against the U.S. and Israel. He describes the latter as a quote-unquote cancerous tumor of the Middle East. Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari.
Mr. Rouhani, who is a relative moderate, rarely takes such confrontational posture towards international players. Iranians are puzzled as to why their president is misplacing his energy and focus on fighting U.S. when they are in such dire economic crisis.
Believers probably won't be harmed by these statements, Ansari says, but
the Iranian authorities have proved to be unpredictable and impulsive. We're asking for continued prayers for protection of Iranian Christians and other minorities who are facing systematic persecution across Iran.
And refugee children are finding healing in the arms of education. Tent Schools International's Dale Dielman says when children learn, it gives them a future to look forward to. Tent Schools initiated a theme for the programs called Schools That Heal. The theme works with teachers as they empower kids who've recently restarted school.
When children, especially refugee children, come into a tent school-supported school, they're coming in with all kinds of hurts. That's why we refer to these as schools that heal. We see these as schools that heal emotionally, schools that heal anxiety about academics in that way. But there's also a deep underlying spiritual healing that needs to take place.
So what can you do? Support these schools of healing by praying. Visit Tent School's virtual prayer room to learn more. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that will help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer